This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch in hour number two. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us again. Freetalklive.com. Of course, big news out of Cuba. I believe it was today or yesterday that Fidel Castro has announced his resignation.
Really?
And he's, as predicted, going to hand it off to his brother, Raul, I believe. But, of course, the response from the U.S. federal government is about predictable.
We're not going to drop any sanctions.
Right. According to the AP, Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte said Tuesday the United States will not soon lift its embargo on Cuba, despite Fidel Castro's resignation. Asked by reporters at the State Department if Washington planned to change its Cuba policy now that Castro had stepped down, Negroponte replied, "I can't imagine that happening anytime soon," and declined further comment. The centerpiece of American policy toward Cuba has been the economic embargo, first instituted in limited form in 1960 and strengthened when Castro persistently called the trade embargo criminal and claimed that its economic impact on the island ran well into the tens of billions of dollars. In Rwanda, President Bush expressed hope that the end of Fidel Castro's presidency will launch a transition to democracy in Cuba after nearly 50 years of ironclad communist rule. Long a target of U.S. criticism and sanctions, the ailing Castro, who's 81, announced that he would not accept a new term. Bush said, "What does this mean for the people in Cuba? They're the ones who've suffered under Fidel Castro. They're the ones who were put in prison because of their beliefs. They're the ones who've been denied their right to live in a free society." Wait, whoa, slow down a second there, Bushy. Hold on now, wait. Free society. I guess we haven't really had that right either, right? I mean, if it were free, I would be able to buy some Cuban cigars. But it's not. I can't buy anything from people in Cuba, whether they're offering the most valuable service or product. Not a point, because the U.S. government has prohibited me as this so-called free citizen from doing business with Cubans.
I believe that's true with North Korea, too, and it's probably, to some extent, true with several other countries that I don't know about.
Bush goes on to blather about his period of transition to democratic nonsense. Tom Casey, deputy spokesbureaucrat at the State Department, expressed hope for change in Cuba, but said the U.S. remains skeptical, saying that we would hope the departure from the scene of Cuba's long-ruling dictator would allow for a democratic transition, blah, blah, blah. But he added that the United States is troubled by signs that Cuba's leadership envisions this as a transfer of authority and power from dictator to dictator light, from Fidel to Raul. Still, he said the Bush administration remains willing to help support the Cuban people in a true transition to democracy. Now, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? They want to support the Cuban people in a true transition to democracy. Is that like how they're supporting the Iraqi people in their transition to democracy? By blowing up their bridges and houses and cities?
I think what he's I doubt he's trying to hint at an invasion. I think what he's trying to hint at is we might drop the embargo and actually start talking and trading with Cuba if they drop the whole communism thing. But he's probably also kind of hoping to scare him a little bit and maybe make him think this is a time to switch.
Now, it doesn't make sense, though, because China's communist, and we do all kinds of business with the Chinese. There's no embargo against China. So it's not about the communism, is it?
It is. Well, see, China went with a different system. China realized that Maoism and true communism wasn't working, and they decided to open up to basically market communism. They still had state-directed government businesses.
Right.
But they moved in a... They're basically a free market society. I mean, they have fewer consumer protections and regulation than we do in many respects. But Cuba didn't do that, and while I think we would be better off trading with Cuba for the last 40 or 50 years, and communism probably wouldn't have been able to hold on this long if we had, there's no guarantee that Cuba would have gone the way of China. They've been trading with Europe for years now, and that hasn't really opened them up to the market because Fidel was actually serious about keeping Cuba's businesses nationalized and communist.
Well, either way, being able to do business with people in around the world in whatever country they are is one of the hallmarks of freedom. And it's clear that with this embargo, we are not a free people. So, you know, what exactly can they learn from us anyway? We're not free, so I don't know if it's necessarily something they should look to. Representative Yana Ros-Lehtinen, a Miami-area Republican.
Well, they do have one area of freedom that I suspect, that I believe they have one area of freedom that we'd simply, that we enjoy, and they don't have an area of freedom that we do have.
And that is what
most people define freedom as is the freedom to leave. And I don't believe that everyone in Cuba has the freedom to leave.
Probably right about that.
Whereas in the United States, we do have the freedom to leave.
Says one of the Republicans who was born in Havana said Castro's resignation was irrelevant because his regime had already done great harm to the suffering Cuban people. She says it matters nothing whether Fidel, Raul, or any other thug is named head of anything in Cuba, she said. What the people want is freedom to vote in multi-party elections that are internationally supervised. You think that's what the people want, really? Maybe the people just want the thugs to go away. I don't know if they really want multi-party elections that are internationally supervised. That's what we want.
I think it would be better.
International elections.
I think it would be better. One thing I can say about democracy, what's the Winston Churchill comment? Is the democracy is the worst system except for all the others?
And
that's because he hadn't really considered things like freedom and liberty in that equation. But democracy generally keeps the really bad, bad guys out of office. The ones, you know, the
well, Hitlers, it makes them have to act kind of nice. That's all.
Yeah.
Nice-ish. These guys are pretty bad in the United States government. I mean, they're bad, but they have to pretend like they're not so bad in order to get in. She says the communist machinery is enslaving them, so it doesn't matter who the thug of the moment will be. Senator Robert Menendez, who's also of Cuban descent, says Castro's resignation is not the cause for celebration that some would believe. It doesn't represent the replacement of totalitarianism with democracy. Instead, it's the replacement of one dictator with another. The Coast Guard.
And speaking of which, our election will be coming up this year.
The Coast Guard, meanwhile, has not added any additional patrols in light of Castro's resignation. And nothing's really changing here. And so it goes on. But the fact is, the embargo is not going to be lifted. One dictator is transitioning power to his brother, basically another dictator. And as long as that embargo is still on the people of Cuba, they're going to be cut off from gaining a little bit of extra wealth that they could get if they were able to trade with us. I mean, it would probably mostly be confiscated by the commies, by the government, but it wouldn't hurt to send them a few extra bucks to buy some cigars.
The sick thing is, we claim to be this beacon of freedom and everything, but if we can catch a Cuban out in the water, the Coast Guard can catch them, they'll
take them back.
Take them back. I mean, yeah, they actually have to touch U.S. soil, and I believe that I've heard things like the military at Guantanamo is being prepped to stop a flood once Raul's in place. So,
really?
No, you know, I imagine that people will use the transition period to try to get away, but I've heard Raul's worse than Castro, so.
Really? I don't know. If you know a little bit more than we do, maybe you've got some friends down in Cuba, you know more about the situation, would love your insight at 800-259-9231. It's just sad. We're not a beacon of liberty, and it's the way Bush is talking here, just a couple more quotes from him. He says that he wants there to be a transition to fair and free elections, not these kind of staged elections that the Castro brothers try to foist off as true democracy. Well, we've seen some real questionable things about the United States elections in recent times with the electronic voting machines, the scam of the so-called sealed ballots here in New Hampshire, which were anything but sealed. There have been example after example of very questionable elections here in America.
That's true, but you can actually bring that up, and you can actually question our leaders, whereas in Cuba, if you were, you wouldn't get on the radio in Cuba.
That's true.
But if you said anything like this in Cuba, you would either be dead or in prison for about 25 years. So I think,
there's no doubt we have it better here.
We have it better, and I think to people in Cuba, we are, I mean, relatively speaking, they would look at America as a free country. I mean, they can come here.
That's true.
They won't be forced to stop practicing their religion. They won't be forced to pretend they like communism, and their property won't be taken from them in such a blatant and pervasive way.
And he finally finishes by saying, the United States will help the people of Cuba realize the blessings of liberty. Well, maybe you could help them realize that by allowing them to trade with us. And if they were allowed to trade with people from the United States, they'd be communicating with us maybe a little bit more. And maybe they'd learn a thing or two about what life is like here.
Yeah, or you could, just allow Cuban Americans in Miami to, not with government support, but I'm sure there's plenty of Cuban Americans who would like to maybe go back there sometime.
Travel.
And Well, go back there, maybe kind of like the Bay of Pigs. Cubans in Miami are very militant anti-Castroites, and I understand why.
More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. Said he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Dial in. Take control of the airwaves.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials there. Find out how to order this cleanse, FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. Shifting gears away from totalitarian dictators in Cuba and the lack of freedom that we have here in America to a bit of a self-help article. You know, we like to bring these up from time to time because it's never too late to learn some of this stuff. In fact, Mark, your article today is entitled 20 Things That What? 20, well, gosh. Right when he coughs.
Excuse me. Yeah. I inhaled at the same time and caused something to go down my throat. Okay, 20 things to know that I wish I had known when starting out life. And they seem to be pretty good, so I'm...
Yeah, and these are just, you know, in case you're halfway through your life at this point, it's still, lots of these things are things that maybe it's not too late to learn.
Well, likely, if you are halfway through your life...
You probably figured them out.
You probably know somebody who's starting theirs out, and there's a lot of good advice in here. Number one, how to control impulse spending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is big.
If there's anything that's gotten me into trouble financially, it's impulse spending. Buying clothes when I don't need them, buying gadgets because I absolutely have to have them, ordering stuff online because it's so easy, buying that new shiny SUV because it's going to help me with women. I'm not proud of any of that, and I've learned to control my impulses at least a little better. Now, I give myself some time to breathe. I think over my purchases. I see if I've got the money, think about whether it's a need or a want, and that would have been a useful tool 15 years ago. And I have to agree, you know, it's from the big stuff to the little stuff, it matters. If you know, the little things add up to the big things.
They sure do.
And the big things can really break you. If you think you need a new car, a brand new car, they're $20,000, people.
Didn't you tell me recently you had the new car bug? You are salivating.
Not a new car, but another car.
Oh, okay.
I'm always buying cars. I just seem to go through them, and I do want to get another one, but I probably won't be getting one anytime soon. I just have one that operates too well. So,
even if you have the money to spend, a new car is a terrible investment, too. I mean, just money-wise.
It's never an investment to buy a car.
It just depreciates immediately once you drive it off the lot.
Yeah, they're a bad thing. Even used cars are bad investments.
I'd like to say, though, thank goodness for people who buy new cars.
That way there's used cars for everybody.
So we can sit here and advocate, okay, you shouldn't buy new cars, but then there's somebody out there that has to buy them. So thank you to those of you who have the money and don't mind just blowing it on a brand new car. We really appreciate you being out there.
If you've absolutely got to buy things, if you just have to be able to buy stuff, buy gold and silver pieces, because at least they hold value, and right now they're going up. You know,
they're shiny.
Yep, it's something to buy and to have.
Yeah.
So,
impulse buying is definitely something that people need to be conscious of. Of course, the most obvious example of an impulse buy situation is when you're at the grocery store or Walmart and you're at the cash register. All of those items that surround the cash register are impulse buy items. You know, the idea is that wherever it is you're going to be, if you're going to be standing or sitting somewhere, this is how the vending machine business makes money. The candy machine operators make money.
They need to be where people are.
The idea is to put those machines, or in this case, to put these products where people are going to be killing some time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody is killing a little bit of time, they're going to be idle. Their brain's going to be idle. They're going to be looking around for things to entertain their eyes with, and that's when they're going to notice your product. And that's when they're going to think to themselves, yeah, I do need a lint roller or something like that.
Or a piece of candy. That's what's often there.
Right. I happen to like the beef jerky section at Walmart. But you have to be aware of what these things are so you can, as he was saying, properly process them as, you know, as he was saying, want or need.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really need to get that Pez candy pack?
I think you need to have some entertainment sort of purchases in your life, but you need to think about each of them. And for me, it's the big ones. Things like cars and stuff like that I need to really keep an eye on. I used to get the bug with houses and cars all the time, and that's, those can be really big investments. You need to think about. I like the idea of thinking about them for a while. Do I really want that car? 6 months is what I give myself.
Think about the bills you already have to pay too.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to buy that, you know, if it's a new TV, you know, especially with the bigger ticket stuff or a new gaming system. think about what you could do with that $200 or what you might need it for. That, you know, that's a good way to kind of
every
cool
dollar
down.
You spend today is between $5 and $10 at retirement time. So that's the time you're going to need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You won't be able to. You won't be able to make money then. You got to stay active. This is tip number two. Yes. I was in track, cross country, and basketball in high school. Once I started college, the running and basketball began to slowly fade away. Not right away. I played pickup basketball for a few years after high school, but even that went away until I became sedentary. Playing with my kids outdoors winded me, and I began to get fat. I've reversed that trend, and now I'm very active, but I still try to burn the fat I gained in those inactive years. Which, FTLDiscount.com. Number three. How to plan finances. I always knew that I was supposed to budget and track my spending when I became an adult. I was just too lazy to do it.
They don't teach you that in school.
I think they might go over it in a cursory fashion, but they don't pound it into your head.
They taught me how to write a check. That's all I learned in government high school. If you don't have parents that are teaching you financial intelligence, then you won't pick it up from anywhere unless you happen to encounter someone that knows a thing or two and learn from them.
Yeah. I can't say that I budget or track my spending very well either, so I generally don't get much money. My wife takes care of it.
Oh, you let her take care of it.
Yeah, you know, she's better at it than I am. Let's see, and I don't even have a good idea of how to do any of that stuff. I've learned how to plan and how to stick to that plan. Sure, I deviate from my plan, but I've learned how to handle that too. Maybe it's not a skill you can learn from book reading. You just got to practice it. Well, I hope I can teach it to my children before they go out on their own. And I think that's something valuable that parents can teach. And finances, if parents can teach their kids about finances, they have a real leg up.
If you have financial intelligence, if you understand saving, if you understand investment, even if you understand just the basics about money and how compound interest works and all these, you know, real just basic things, you don't have to be an expert, but you just have to understand a little bit. You will be, like you said, a leg up on everybody else because many people are completely in the dark. They go and they spend their entire paychecks. Just the idea that most people don't even really hold on to the money that they bring in. And I understand the economy we're in discourages that, in that the inflationary situation we live under.
Yeah, it's true. But the real key to wealth is not how much you make. It's how much you spend.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely it.
And we have a problem in this country where most people tend to spend to their income level.
Mm-hmm.
To where whatever they've got coming in, that's what they're spending. If not more, in many cases, they'll expect that they're going to get a raise coming up soon. And so they'll start spending more immediately in plan for that raise. And they'll say, oh, I'll just pay the minimum payment or whatever.
Well,
and
a lot of upper class people have debt problems because they want to seem even richer than they are. So they buy the big house, finance the cars they can't afford every couple years.
They say to save 10% of your income. And I've learned a little trick on that is just don't spend $1 bills.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now, and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Actually, I should let you know that my board operator is telling me their phone system's broken right now. So if you're trying to call in, you might not be successful.
Yes, it's not Free Talk Live right now.
Well, the amp line's open, so for our amplifiers who want to get interactive there, they can always chime
That's
in.
That's right, everybody. It's Mark Talk Live, and I've got some things I want to tell you.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. The website's working. You can go to freetalklive.com, get signed up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We continue with the 20 things, the guy who wrote the article, wishes he knew when he was starting out in life. And a lot of this stuff, it's never too late to learn, never too late to become conscious of these things.
Another good idea is having your will and living trust done. So LegalZoom.com is a good way to do that, and FTL will save you $10.
There you go.
So anyway,
10%.
No, it's $10. I changed that on the copy.
You did?
Yep.
Shame on me.
I'm just not noticing it.
Okay.
We had thought it was 10% for a long time, and actually $10 in most cases is a better deal.
Really? Oh wow. Okay. Great.
Uh-huh. So the author goes on. Junk food will come back to bite you in the butt.
Yeah, your childhood metabolism won't last forever in most cases.
Yeah, it just wasn't the sedentary lifestyle that got me fat. It was all the junk food, too. I would eat pizza and burgers and Twinkies and sugary cereal and desserts and donuts and, well, you get the picture. As someone who used to being able to eat whatever I wanted, never seemed like it would be a problem. Bad health was something to worry about when you got old. Well, my jeans began to get too tight, and to my horror, I climbed several pant sizes and developed a gut that would not go away. I wish someone would show me an after picture when I was young and downing the big gulp sodas. And, looking at it, life from 37, I'm still wearing size 32, 34, but it used to be a nice, solid, loose 32.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's you develop tastes for things when you're younger, and it's difficult to get rid of those tastes. I don't like to have meals and not drink a sugary soda with that meal.
Mm.
So I have to forego those things. You have developed, purposefully, Ian, have developed the habit of drinking water, and that's what you want to drink.
Yeah, I love it.
That's a good thing to do, and that's a lot of extra calories. When you're talking, I don't know how many sodas that the average person drinks in a day, but at 180, you know, for a can, it's 180, and this bottle of Dr. Pepper that I'm downing right now, 250 calories.
Wow.
Yeah, and completely.
I think the average
empty
person
calories.
I think the average person drinks quite a few sodas. I mean, the average soda drinker at least drinks quite a few sodas every single day. I don't know what it is, but if you talk to people that drink soda, especially if you, I remember when I was working in retail at Kmart, running the register, just watching people do their soda, you know, their weekly soda buying was pretty mind-boggling. In many cases, an entire shopping cart or a good chunk of the shopping cart loaded with 24-pack flats, multiple 2 liters. So there's some serious soda consumption that goes on out there in this country.
Apparently, they sell more water now in bottles than they do anything else. And
that's good.
Well, it's good to drink water, but it's bad to buy water in 20-ounce bottles because you're generally buying it for $1.50.
You're paying for packaging.
0.75 liters or whatever it is. I don't even know.
You're paying for packaging. You're paying for marketing. You're paying for shipping that water weight across the country. And so all of those costs get factored in. If you're gonna start drinking water, I mean, I highly recommend one of those little tap attachy things, the Pures or the Britas. There's DuPont's got one now. I've got the DuPont one, and it's got like a 200-gallon filter in it, or 200. Yeah, it lasts for 200 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on like gallon number 19, and it's been 2 months.
And I'm fine with those and everything if they get people to drink water. But most places, tap water, if you can, you know, the taste might be a problem, but as far as toxicity or anything like that, tap water is good for you. It's fine. So my recommendation is tap water, period, if you want to save money. But the little filter things are, you know, when you start
cost a lot of
they
money.
Do not cost a lot of money. So,
and it's a good way to start rather than jumping in and, you know, installing some really expensive whole house filtration system or going crazy like that.
Some places you need to have an RO system, but usually it's, you know, just a little bit of overkill.
If you don't like tap water, you can also buy gallons of water for usually 99 cents. It's actually cheaper to buy a gallon than a single 20-ounce bottle of water most of the time.
And then keep the little bottles around so that you can refill them with water.
Right. And there's no reason to buy name brand water either. It's water.
Yeah, water's water. In fact, I love the Penn and Teller BS episode about the. I think it wasn't about water per se. Maybe it was. Was there one about bottled water?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, being told there was. They pretty much just show that in many cases these bottled water companies are just bottling tap water. I mean, they're putting it through a filter, but that's all it is. It's essentially no different than attaching one of those filters to your sink and creating your own bottled water. Switching from sugary sodas or some other sugar-related beverage to water is a tremendous way to cut down on calories and increase your general health. And that's not to say that you shouldn't treat yourself. I mean, an occasional glass of fruit juice is certainly, it's got the same sugar content as soda, but it'll be a little bit better for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you can get rid of soda, that's a great thing to do. I personally like to dose myself with caffeine before the show because it makes me just ever so slightly more interesting. Anyway, on to number 5. And, this thing's really pointing a lot of fingers at me. Smoking is just dumb. I didn't start smoking until I was, well into my adult years. I wouldn't go into why I started, but it didn't seem like a problem because I knew I could quit any time I wanted. Or I thought I could, at least, until several years later.
You may be able to quit marijuana anytime. It's not so easy with cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, you can quit any time until you actually try to stop smoking.
Until several years later when I tried to give it a go and couldn't do it. 5 failed quits later and realized with a horror that my addiction was stronger than I was.
Now, Nick, didn't you try to quit recently? Or was that someone else?
I sort of tried to cut back. I didn't really.
You tried to cut back? How'd that work out for you?
Didn't really. My smoking's pretty stable.
What do you packs a day? How many packs?
It varies. Probably about 9.
I thought we were talking about stable here.
Probably 8 to 12 cigarettes a day.
And what's it, 20 stable. In a pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. So half a pack.
You're below average.
Yes.
The average is two.
The definition of an addiction is something that is chronic, both chronic and progressive. And cigarettes have a tendency to be both chronic and progressive.
Meaning you keep smoking more and more. You go from 9 to 12 to 16.
It happened with me in cigars. It used to be one cigar a day.
Right,
and
now it's two.
It really is just about two every
cigar
day.
Cigar at nap and cigar when you go to sleep.
Well, now I have to have the nap. Now the nap and the cigar are put together. I can't even go without the nap.
Oh, my.
Because I'm addicted to the cigar. I need to have the cigar before, you understand?
I don't understand. I've never smoked tobacco except for one time when I was with this Italian dude who rolled up a joint with tobacco in it, and I didn't really realize what he was doing, but that's what they do in Europe. They roll their marijuana with tobacco. And I took one hit of that joint, and, oh, no thanks. And I realized immediately there was something else in there, and yuck.
And, quitting smoking is easier now than it ever has been. They've got lasers that will do it for you.
Really, yeah.
They've got shots.
Yeah.
They've got the Nicorette gum. If
shot worked for my old girlfriend. It really did.
It does work. It absolutely does
work. But you have to want to quit.
You have to want to quit. So, come to the conclusion that you want to quit. It's not a situation where, like, Nick is here, thinking, I'd like to cut down to where I was with 5 cigarettes a day at one point. I liked my addiction better then. You have to let go of the whole addiction thing. And that's when it's going to work.
The shot thing was a little on the expensive side, but if you look at it from if you really want to look at it from a cost perspective, it's more expensive to keep smoking. So
over time, yeah,
right, it pays for itself.
Yeah,
it was only like $300.
If you come up with the desire in yourself to quit smoking and do the shot, because it absolutely will work for
you.
Number 6, fund your retirement, son, and don't withdraw it. This piece of wisdom, and probably all the ones above, might seem blisteringly obvious, and they are. Don't think I didn't know it when I was 18. I did.
Sometimes you just have to be hit over the head with the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be told it, and you have to be reminded about it. It helps me to hear these things over and over again.
Yep.
Keep them top of mind. Keep them front burner. 1-800-259-9231. There's more to go here. As I understand it, the phone lines aren't working, but I'll probably keep giving out the number out of habit. the amp line is available for those of you who are amplifiers as well, if you want to comment on this. 800-259-9231. What are some of the things you learned maybe later in life that you wish you had learned earlier on? How much better off would you have been had you known these things? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Well, that would be the number if our phones were working, but we don't. You never know. They might start working any moment. So you'll want that number handy. By the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. If you like the wiki, if you like the show, you like the website, then go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to benefit Free Talk Live. Now, I'm not suggesting you go to Amazon and impulse buy all kinds of stuff.
In fact, you need to have things.
Well, it's a little more difficult to impulse buy at a place like Amazon, in my opinion, because they just can't put as many products in front of your eyes at the same time as you can have in front of you when you're standing at the checkout aisle at Walmart, for instance. Certainly, they have their wonderful little suggestion system, which the more things you look at, the more things you buy, Amazon learns what you like and will then make suggestions as to, well, you like this, so you might like this. So that's one way that you might have an impulse buy it at Amazon, but either way, I think you're a little bit more safe when purchasing online, because usually when you're purchasing online, you're going out specifically to get something that you need, and in many cases, many of the suggestions they're offering might be something that you really should consider, as opposed to just being something completely unrelated. Like if you're going to buy a camera, they'll suggest you buy a camera bag. You might get the camera and then later on realize, you know, you really could use that bag, and now you'd have to pay shipping again, for instance. So in some cases, it can be very helpful. Anyway, we love Amazon. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there. Free Talk Live gets a percentage. We're doing the 20 things that you might have wished you'd known when starting out in life, or at least this author's the article's author did.
Before we go on, I'd like to make a distinction between entertainment purchases and impulse buys.
Okay.
Impulse buys are junk you just don't need and aren't going to find useful.
Like candy.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah, really. Whereas, you know, entertainment purchases, whether your entertainment comes from candy, some people like candy, and that's a good thing. It's fine to enjoy candy. It's something entirely to get some crap you don't need. I just purchased from, you know, a Marvel comic compilation from Amazon for $30. Well, I'm going to read that, and I'm going to enjoy it. And you know, I made the decision to get that, and I don't consider that an impulse buy or bad or anything like that.
No, there's nothing wrong with entertaining oneself, but you should be doing
it. You have to. You are going to do it.
But you should be doing it within the budget, like he mentioned earlier,
sure.
To where you don't go crazy and buy, you know, for your entertainment, the 60-inch plasma TV with the, you know, Blu-ray player when your budget just can't handle that. And then charge it up on a credit card and end up paying through the nose interest payments.
Right. And if you're going to purchase things, purchase them in cash or pay off your credit card at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And when I say pay off the credit card at the end of the month, I mean really, really pay off the credit card at the end of the month. Don't say I'm going to do it and then fail to do it, because then it just piles up and you're going to be in the same problem with people that don't track themselves at all in their purchases.
If there's even a question or a doubt in your mind that you wouldn't be able to pay it off at the end of the month, mm-hmm. then don't buy that yet. Just hold off. I mean, it won't hurt. If you're going to buy a new TV set, you really want to have a hot new LCD or DLP or plasma or whatever the new technology is, if you give it another few months when your finances are a little bit more in order, the sets will be cheaper then, because that's what happens. Technology gets more affordable over time. So, you know, there's no real win to being the first kid on the block with a new Blu-ray player.
Number 7, all the stuff you're doing that seems hard, it will be of use. This is the first one that might not be as obvious. There are many times in my life when work was hard and I did it anyway, but I hated it. I did it because I had to, but boy, did it stress me out and leave me exhausted. Hard work isn't as easy as I wanted it to be, but you know what? Every bit of hard work I did without knowing why I did it, it's paid off for me in the long run.
Well, I'd like to say that we were talking during one of the breaks about Nick and his career as a realtor. By the way, Nick is the host of Free Minds TV. You can go to freemindstv.com to take a look at his show. Mark, are you going to be on there tomorrow?
Yes, actually, I am.
Well, Mark's got a recurring segment now on there. And, of course, if you go to freekeen.com or freemindstv.com, you get the latest episodes. But you're a real estate guy. You're a realtor for the way you make money, because, unfortunately, you aren't yet making a living at the public access TV thing. And you were telling us that you knew in advance when you got into the real estate business that it was going to be pretty dry for a while, right?
Yeah.
And that's hard. I mean, that's what Mark's talking about here. That's tough for most people to handle, you know, to understand that it's going to be a long time before you actually start getting any commissions in the door, whether it be in real estate or any other sales business or in different areas where you've got to put some real serious work in and invest some time in yourself and your business before down the line you start to reap some rewards. And for some people, it's just too hard. For some people, they say, oh, I can't do this. I've got to have a paycheck every single week. Mm-hmm. And that probably goes back to the fact that they're not well budgeted.
Well, and some people do need a paycheck every week. I was still living at home. I saved up some money. I was able to do it. I worked odd jobs. I didn't have that many bills to pay. And my advice to people, if they're thinking about starting a career that isn't a sure thing, or even starting a small business, if it's possible for them to do it at a younger age, I would suggest doing it then. Because typically, if you put it off, you accrue more responsibilities. Maybe you have kids, you pick up either a steady girlfriend or a wife, and
life changes.
And life changes, and you find yourself being 30, and you can't do what you really could have done if you had started when you were maybe 20. And so, I think trying to seize opportunity when you're younger, I mean, if you miss out and it doesn't work out, well, you're still young. You can try something else.
That's a great point.
But if you have plans for things you want to do in life, start doing them early, because you know there's no benefit to putting them off.
In fact, I think that college, in many cases, we've talked about this, that college is very overrated. In fact, most people that go to college don't actually end up needing any of the things that they learn there. There are certainly some careers where college is a requisite, being a doctor or an engineer, lawyer, for instance. But 90% of college graduates, it may actually be higher than 90%, but at least 90% of college graduates don't actually end up with a career in the field that they majored in when it comes to what they spent all that money on. And in many cases, it's not even useful for whatever it is you end up deciding to do. So a lot of these young people in America are spending, what's a semester in college cost? I mean, not at the, you know, state schools, it could be $5,000 to $10,000, right? At more expensive schools, it could be $20,000 to $40,000. So let's just say $20,000 for a year at college. 4 years of that, you're looking at $80,000. Now, some kids have it nice, and their parents pay for all that. But some people go into serious debt to pay for that. So after 4 years.
And I have to say that if my child's going to go to college, I absolutely do want them to pay for it. Because I just don't think they're going to have the value of college without doing it.
It won't be meaningful to them.
No, I don't think they're going to work as hard as they should. The thing that you're given for free, you just don't value, especially if it comes from your parents, the people that are supposed to give you things for free, mm-hmm. the way you see it, especially at that time in your life. Even if it's, I match him $3 for every one that he earns, I want him to pay for college.
Just think about this, though. I mean, just from the monetary perspective of spending, let's say, again, $20,000 a year, $80,000 over 4 years, these young people, let's just talk about the ones that are paying for it. They're getting into these college loans. So it's $80,000 plus interest. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not just 80 grand. It's going to be 100 grand.
The interest is very low because it's government guaranteed and all that kind of stuff.
It won't cost you double, but it'll be still several $1,000s more in interest.
Absolutely true. And that interest isn't going away. You cannot bankruptcy away that interest. You can't get rid of it.
If you had, for instance, spent that money or taken that money that you would have spent on college and done what Nick suggested and started your own business, for instance. Whatever that business might be, whatever it is you love to do.
Right, and that's the best advice inside of there is doing what you love to do.
Like my sister, for instance, I don't know much about her except from time to time my mom will give me the update on what my sister is doing. So I don't really have any reason to communicate with her. So this is what I hear about her, right? She spent this money to go to college mm-hmm. and she got some degree in art, whatever. And so now she has to get a job working as an administrative assistant for some artist in New York City, for instance, or something like that. And just thinking, well, you know, eventually she might want to start her own art gallery, for instance. That's what I understand. Well, if you'd taken the money you'd spent on college and actually invested it in your art gallery idea, you'd be there already.
Right. I mean, why does one need a degree in art in order to open an art gallery? What one needs, the qualification one needs to open an art gallery is the ability to sell stuff. And certainly you need a knowledge of what you're talking about, but you don't need a degree to show your knowledge of art. If you love art, you should have, likely you're looking at it and studying it and reading about it, and you'll have that level of knowledge. If you don't have that level of knowledge and don't have any desire to get it, you shouldn't be in that line of work.
No doubt about it. Now, you might not have $80,000 cash, you know, right when you get out of high school, but there's no reason why you can't have 10 or 20. You know,
or go work in an art gallery and get the experience.
You can take out a small business loan. If you're going to take out a loan to pay for college, you know, don't bury yourself too deep. But if you can qualify, try to get a small business loan.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. Hour two is coming up. We've got more things that you might have wished you'd known when you started out in life. And if you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.